question is, have you ever been a member of the Communist Party?
I'm framing my answer in the only way in which any American citizen can frame his
then
answer
you denied,
to a question
then you,
which invades his, absolutely invades
then
his
you life. Denied, you refuse to answer that question, is that correct?
I have told you that I will offer my beliefs, my affiliations, and
excuse the witness,
American public, and they will know where I stand, as they do from what I have written.
Stand away
I
from the stand.
I have written for Americanism for many years, and I shall...
Stand away from the stand.
Fight for the Bill of Rights, which
I'll
you are trying to destroy.
I'll stand man away from the stand. Now, are you or have you ever been a member of the Communist Party?
I believe I have the right to be confronted with any evidence which supports this question. I should like to see what you have.
Oh, well, you would.
Yes.
Well, you will pretty soon.
Any real American to be proud to answer the question, are you or have you ever been a member of the Communist
Party?
Well,
it depends.
Any real American?
It depends on the circumstances. See, I could answer, but if I did, I'd hate myself.
Many people forget, too many. The communist witch hunts didn't begin with Joseph McCarthy and his ever-changing list of Reds. No. Tail Gunner Joe started shooting in 1950. But 3 years earlier, in November 1947, 1 month after the House Un-American Activities Committee hearings, and just before Thanksgiving, a group of the most powerful men in Hollywood gathered in a private suite at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New York. They had come to decide how the movie should respond to the committee. It was not a public meeting. No minutes were kept. No notes were taken. There were no reporters present, and no recordings were made.